Boys, this is something that I should have done maybe 5 or 6 years ago. This is a discussion of how King Record Company is to be run and their affiliate parts, such as Lowe's Publishing, etc. Unfortunately, you or other people may disagree with me 100%, but somebody has to be the chief, and I am elected as the chief. I'm spending my money, not yours. Therefore, unless I change my ideas, then it has to be as you will hear on this record. Now, let's start by number one. And we're talking about the Lowe's catalog of over 7,000 copyrights. That was up to 1962. We listened to the amateur songwriter. Anybody that came in, anybody that sent in a tape, anybody that sent in an acetate, greedy for getting good songs. Well, we didn't get them from the amateur. Today, if a song comes in that we can make a decision on in 1 minute or less, we will listen to it. That means it must come in on an acetate, 45 speed, nothing else, so that we don't waste any time in making a quick decision. And a quick decision is all that we will make, especially if it is not from a recognized songwriter. We had hundreds of thousands of people come in to audition their tunes. We turned them down now. We didn't 5 or 6 years ago. We got smart. We are now turning them down flatly. We are not and will not be the janitor of some of these starry-eyed songwriters and artists. They either have it or they don't have it. And we're quick to tell them, step down, we can't use what you got. This is experience talking. Experience is something that I can't give to you or anybody else. Even though I will let you have this record and you will go over it again and again, you still will have to have and go through the actual experience before you actually know. But God damn it, I can shorten this for you. Listen to what I'm telling you. Now, as I said before, and I repeat, Lois has over 7,000 copyrights. Thousands of hours were spent by us before we got smart. What I'm talking about, the thousands of hours, is this, that when a songwriter came in with, an amateur songwriter, came in with songs, whatever manner they had in a tape, or they sang them, or anything, we listened. That's where the thousands of hours were wasted. Now, if we were to go back to the inception of Lowe's Publishing Company and eliminate the tunes we have put in by these starry-eyed amateur writers, people we thought at that time could write, but we now know that amateur writers are for the birds and that they can't write. Now, get this. The income from these songs for a period of 20 years would not amount to more than $5,000. Still, we spent hundreds and thousands of hours and time and effort and anxiety on these sides. and it give us a thyroid complex. Now, over, as I say, over $50,000 in time, and the disgusting feeling that we got in listening to this crap gave us a complex that you don't know how bad it was. I think Louis Innes had the goddamn complex to such a degree, I think he was going to have himself committed. Today, we won't tolerate it for 1 minute. Now, if a song is brought to us, we have two answers. One answer consists of six words, and I quote these words. I think we can do something, period. The other answer is of two words, and I quote, can't use, period. We will not give any other reason or any reason or waste any time. We are not here to soothe the feelings of the starry-eyed amateur songwriter. Basically, our feelings are the same as the movie industry. They say, and I quote, don't call us, we'll call you. This is basically what we're saying. They, the picture industry, have learned that this is the method, and we have learned it too. And it has been costly for us to learn it. Remember when I say costly. I know it don't hurt you. The money don't come out of your pocket. It comes out of mine. And I don't like to see it fly out of there either. Now, this doesn't mean that we are silly enough to think that there will never be any more songwriters. We know there will be. But we will not beat the bushes for them. We are not going to go out and look for a needle in a haystack and say, I hope that I find some talent or I hope that I find some songs. Now, this is what happens to the songwriter and this is what happens to an artist, a prospective artist, somebody who thinks they should be on records. Personally, I think 99% of them should be in the bathroom singing. Now, we'll now talk a little bit about the artists. They will first go and try to get on the Big Four, one of the Big Four, either on Victor, Columbia, Capitol, or Decca. Some wild deals are being made by record companies, and we know it. We don't intend to compete with some of these crazy damn deals that are being offered, and we never will compete with them. King is comparatively a small company. We all can be smart enough to eat damn well if we are smart, patient, and observing. Now, the songwriter will go to the publishers in New York first. Then they will, if they're turned down, they'll go to the publishers in Nashville. And if they're turned down, they go to Los Angeles and then Chicago. And if they are turned down by everybody, then they may come to us. What would we listen to? What would we be listening to? A lot of bunch of crap. Yes, once in a while a gem is found out of this remaining songs. In other words, once in a while a needle in the haystack prevails. As I say, the songwriter as well as the artist, the artist will have peddled all over the whole United States. And then, as I say and I repeat, He may come to us and he may not. He may circumvent us and go to somebody smaller. Having that complex now that even a larger company won't listen to them or their tunes. 99 times out of 100, tunes have been culled and recalled and recalled over and over again by people who know a song just as well as we do, and in most cases, better. Don't forget, Lois Publishing is only one part of King Records. And while it is an important part, we still have to sell phonograph records. Now, talking again about songwriters. Louis Ennis and myself and several others in my organization can write much better songs at the drop of a hat than come into us here. Louis has written at least 100 songs himself and has had them published. I, as a songwriter, have written 40 to 50 in my lifetime to fit a situation. Times I have rewritten songs where the idea was good. Therefore, we feel we know a song, but who can be sure? One thing we are sure of, and that is we will not beat the bushes to look for prospective talent or prospective songwriters. If they have anything to offer, and they can offer it to us quickly, in the manner in which we want it offered to us, we might listen. But we're not going to spend a lot of time. Now, Gene Rand has written some songs. Some good ones, some bad ones. Gene Rand's trouble has been that he was a jazz musician. Thank God he is losing this. And I think he's saying amen himself. Now, one man who is not here, one of our newest men, Gordon Brisker, who astounds me for this fact, that he was with Woody Herman as an arranger and a saxophone player for 4 years. Woody Herman is a jazz musician. Woody Herman has a jazz organization. Needless to say, Gordon, within a year, has become quite a bit commercial. This is what we're looking for, nothing else. No geniuses, no nothing, just commercial sounds, commercial records, commercial songs. Now, what kind of song are we looking for? Not the run-of-mine song, "If You've Done Me Wrong, Baby, and You're Gonna Pay." That's passé. But there are different types of songs written. The things that are written today may not have, we know, wouldn't have been acceptable 20 years ago. And what some people are still writing that's 20 years behind time is not acceptable now. Now, with Louis a writer, when he wants to be, and he told me yesterday that he is going to devote more time to writing, that for years now he quit it. Why? He couldn't really say himself. He did say that he made two terrible mistakes in his lifetime. One was when he got married, and the other was when he got divorced. Now he don't know what the hell to do. He don't know whether he's coming or going. That's the way I am too. You will go nuts if you attempt to listen to all these garbage. We went through this 15, 20 years ago. Maybe as long as 10 years ago, but we're smart today and we will not go into it, go through it again. An artist or a song or a songwriter is also a matter of luck. I could tell you a story of an artist, a big artist, who happened to be in New York and wanted to see a show, and he looked at the marquee and looked in the wrong place, and he saw MGM Records listed in that building. He went up there and auditioned. I always tell he had made a mistake and came into my place. We had gotten them because millions of records were sold on him. Now, this is a freak accident. It's like you getting killed with a pin, say, getting hit in the head with a pin and dying. You can't go on freaks. The record business is not a freak business. It is the same as being in the coffin business or a funeral parlor. Your expenses cannot exceed your income. You must have low, low expenses. And brother, if you don't believe that people in business are tight with their money, you don't know anything about business.